Okay, we have a surprise for you tonight. You ready? Okay, we don't have a video conference or anything like this, or a video sermon to play for you, but we have actually Abuna Elisha is here from Kenya, Maseno, and I'm sure a lot of you have been to Kenya before and have been to the monastery in Maseno, and Abuna is here, and we thought, you know, this is the best opportunity to see him and to take his blessing. So if you don't know Abuna, he is the funniest person on earth, most humble, okay, and extremely deep, especially between the jokes. You're going to find a lot of depth, okay? So get ready for that. And of course, after the Bible study, you know that we have the servants' meeting. I have another surprise that Abuna Abraham actually is visiting also from Zambia, and he will be with us in the servants' meeting. And a third surprise, I'm going to leave it till the end, okay?
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. No one? Okay. Abuna Bishoy asked me to speak to you today. Before we start our Bible study, I don't have something in specific, but I will share from the Old Testament, from the book of Second Chronicles. Second Chronicle. Very strange book. Second Chronicles. Chapter 16. Before we start in the book, do you know who wrote this book? Who wrote this book? Let us go for. Don't search. Don't search, you will not find. So, huh? Ezra, yes. Very good. Great. Ezra the prophet. And Ezra, one of the minor prophets. And he have a book under his name. And also, he wrote First and Second Chronicles also. You know that Ezra, one of the prophets who collected the Old Testament, and he brought them together. So how many knows that Ezra wrote this book? Honestly, how many? Raise his hand or her hand. How many doesn't know? Raise your hand. Don't. All of us, most of us, me too. Before, but now I know. We need to read. Today, will all of us share in reading. So, the microphone will be with someone. Do you have another microphones or? Okay, anyway, let us open chapter 16 from verse 7. We read 16 today and 17. I hope we will finish these two chapters. Today we will study a character, one of the people in the Old Testament, one of the kings. His name is Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, you know him? Anyone knows about him? Jehoshaphat, correct? I pronounce it well or wrong? In Arabic, Jehoshaphat, but in English, Jehoshaphat. I would like to know about him. Anyone knows any idea about any Anyone have any background about him? No? Okay. This is great. It'll make it easy. طيب. Can someone read for us chapter 16 from verse 7? Jehoshaphat, the son of the king Asa. Son of the king Asa. Jehoshaphat, the name has meaning. The name is divided to two. Jehoshaphat. Jehu, Yahweh means God. Phat, Jehoshaphat means God is judge. God is judge. And the name has a meaning for us. We will discover from the story. So who can read for us loudly with the microphone? Who can take the microphone and read? Anyone can read for us? Shirika.
And at that time, Hanani, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, "Because you have relied on the king of Syria, and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Syria has escaped from your hand. Were the Ethiopians and the Lubim not a huge army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. In this you have done foolishly. Therefore, from now on you shall have wars." Then Asa was angry with the seer and put him in prison, for he was enraged at him because of this. And Asa oppressed some of the people at that time. Note that the acts of Asa, first and last, are indeed written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And in the 39 years of his reign, Asa became diseased, and his feet and his malady was severe. Yet in his disease he did not seek the Lord, but the physicians. So Asa rested with his fathers. He died in the 41st year of his reign. They buried him in his own tomb, which he had made for himself in the city of David. And they laid him in the bed, which was filled with spices and various ingredients, prepared in a mixture of ointments. They made a very great burning for him.
Yeah, so this is the king Asa, the father of Jehoshaphat the king. We see from the story that he went far from the way of the Lord, and he seek the advice and the help of the people. And when the prophet came to him to rebuke him and to tell him what you have done is wrong, he became angry and sad at the prophet. And he, what happened to him? What happened? He did not listen to the man of God. And when he became sick, he seek the doctors, or he seek advice from outside, and he did not seek God. And this is to show us how much this king was not right, not according his plan, not according to God's will. And after him, his son came, and he reigned after him, and he became the king. Jehoshaphat, you will see from the story now, from chapter 17, that he resembles us. You cannot say
this man is very holy man or very sinful man. You can say he's a stable man, which is us. Sometimes in our spirituality we are not stable. We will see from the story and we'll discover that this man resembles us in our daily life. So I'm sure the king Jehoshaphat, when he saw his father behaving like this, he chose a way not to be like his father. We will discover and we'll see from the story how Jehoshaphat did not go in the same way of his father. But if you read the chapter 16 from the beginning, you will see more interesting story about King Asa. I'd like you to read it when you go back home to have more idea. But let us go to chapter 17. You know, I see it's here in the screen. Who can read for us? Who else can read for us? From the boys. So the background of King Jehoshaphat is not a, from his side of the family, is not very good. But let us see what the king did exactly different than his father. Sometimes us as youth, we blame our parents. We say, oh, our parents, they did not taught us very well. They did not raise us very well. And we blame the situation. We blame the circumstances. We blame the everything surrounding us. We say, oh, the problem is our parents. The problem is our family. They raised up in the wrong way. They raised us in the wrong way. But let us see the king here, what he did exactly different than his father, and let us learn from his way. Can you read for us verse by verse?
Then Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his place and strengthened himself against Israel. And he placed troops in all the fortified cities of Judah and sent garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa his father had taken. Now the Lord was with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the former ways of the father David, of his father David. He did not seek the Baals.
Let us have some teaching for us. King Jehoshaphat was very strong over Israel. You know that King Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. And Judah and Israel are different kingdom. Judah less in number and less in power. And Israel more powerful than Judah side. So God gave him strength and power to come over Israel, the Israel side. And he says here in verse 3, God with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the way of his father David. But why he say his father David here? David was not his father. Asa his father. Why he say David? Do you have any idea why he says David here? He's supposed to say he walked in the way of his father Asa. This is to teach us something very important in our life. Also, let us go back to our parents again, our families. Some of the parents they are not godly parents. Some of them. What we can do? If my parents are not godly, and according to God's will, what we can do? If my parents not pleasing God, and I am a mature person, I'm a grown person, what I need to do? What you think? Let us speak haraka haraka in the time. What we need to do? If my parents not according to the way where God need them to go, what can I do? Try to tell them. To tell them the way. Okay. In a loving way. What else? If my parents not godly parents and they are doing wrong things, do I need to do the same like them? Or what I need to do? Look what Jehoshaphat did. He chose someone else to be his father. He chose King David as an example. He chose David, the example of the holiness, or the example of the honesty, example of the one who walk according to God's plan. Also us, I'm a mature person, I'm grown person, I can't look and I start, as I told you in the beginning, blaming the situations, blaming the society which I grow up in. I blame my family, I blame my friend. No, we are grown up. We know the rights from the wrongs, correct? So what the king did here, he chose an example to follow. He chose an example, a spiritual example, spiritual father, spiritual person to whom he can follow. If us as the youth nowadays, we don't have a spiritual guide, I don't know what will happen. I don't know what we will face in the future. We need guidance. Do you agree that or no? Do we need guidance? Yes, we need guidance. But unfortunately, some of us, they say, we are free to do what we like. We are in a free country. We do what we like. We decide what we decide to do. It is our freedom. Let us do what we like. No. You will fall. You will fall quickly. Let us continue. So Jehoshaphat, the first things he did, he chose a spiritual father. He chose a spiritual guide. Second here, in verse, and I will stop verse what? At the end of 3. Tab, continue kida.
But sought the God of his father and walked in his commandments and not according to the acts of Israel. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah gave presents to Jehoshaphat, and he had riches and honor in abundance. And his heart took delight in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he removed the high places and wooden images from Judah.
So what he did else? What else he did? Don't sleep. I'm almost about to finish. What else? So he chose guide, someone to guide him. Not necessary his parents. And what else he did? ISM. What else? Huh? The word of God? What else he did in verse 3, the end of verse 3? He did not ask for Baalim, the idols. He removed the idols. He removed the idols. And idols, very difficult to remove it. Do we have idols in our life? Do we have? Everyone looking down. Do we have idols? what kind of idols we have in our life? Nothing. Oh, great. Do we have idols? Yes, Maggie. Can we call this idols? I don't think. This is not idols. What idols? What's the idols resemble? Jobs is our work, our daily life. We need to work. If I don't work, I will not eat. So what is our idols? Huh? This is one, this is politics. Don't enter politics. So what is the idols we need to remove? Sin is not idol worshiping. Yes or no? Sin is idol or not? I worship this sin. I worship this act, or I worship this, I don't know what you call, habit. It's idol. And really, really, it is difficult to remove these idols by yourself. You need someone else to help you. Correct? You need someone else to help you to get rid of these idols. You need assistance. You need guide. So this king, first of all, he followed the way of David. Secondly, he started to remove, did not ask for Baalim. Baalim is the idols. And I'll stop verse. Can you read verse 6 again?
And his heart took delight in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he removed the high places and wooden images from Judah.
Yes. So, this is what we need to do from this king. We need to remove what stops us from going near to God. Some idols in our life, we need to get rid of it from our life. So this is the second lesson we learn from him. So let us continue from 7 until verse 11.
Also in the third year of his reign, he sent his leaders, Benhel, Obadiah, Zechariah, Nathaniel, Micaiah, to teach in the cities of Judah. And with them he sent Levites, Shemaiah, Nethaniah, Zebadiah, Asahel, Shemiramoth, Jehonathan, Abonajah, Tobijah, the Levites, and with them Elishama and Jehoram, the priests. So they taught in Judah and had the book of the law of the Lord with them. They went throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. And the fear of the Lord fell on all the kingdoms of the land that were around Judah, so that they did not make war against Jehoshaphat.
What happened here? After he removed the idols, what else good he did? What else? Very good. He kept quiet like you. Oh, it's great. Yes, great. He did what? He started to teach and send people to do what? To teach the people, to enlighten the people. Instead of the idols, instead of sin, he bought the word of God in the life of people. So when I remove such idols from my life, I need to replace it with the word of God. I need to replace it with the light. Here what he did, he took the people and he told them, go and preach the word of God. Go and do mission in my kingdom. Go and teach and enlighten the people how to fear God and how to love the Lord. Look at verse 10. What's verse 10 says?
And the fear of the Lord fell on all the kingdoms of the lands that were around Judah, so that they did not make war against Jehoshaphat.
No one could come near to this king. Why? Because he walked according to what God needs from him. Correct? Correct. No one could come near and fight him. And look at verse 11, very strange verse.
And some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents and silver as tribute, and the Arabians brought him flocks, 7,700 rams and 7,700 male goats.
Imagine the Philistines. This is the most bad enemy to the people of God. They brought him a gift. They brought him a gift because they feared him. They feared him. They say, no, let us make peace. Let us make peace with this man, because this man is the man of God. This man following what God says to him. So we can't come near to him. They came and they offer him, and some of the Arabs also, they came with gift to him. Okay, continue.
Are you following with me?
So Jehoshaphat became increasingly powerful, and he built fortresses and storage cities in Judah. He had much property in the cities of Judah, and the men of war, mighty men of valor, were in Jerusalem. These are their numbers, according to their fathers' houses. Of Judah, the captains of thousands, Abner the captain, and with him 300,000 mighty men of valor. And next to him was Jehohanan the captain, and with him 280,000. And next to him was Amasiah the son of Zichri, who willingly offered himself to the Lord, and with him 200,000 mighty men of valor. Of Benjamin, Eliada, a mighty man of valor, and with him 200,000 men armed with bow and shield. And next to him was Jehozabad, and with him 180,000 prepared for war. These served the king, besides those the king put in the fortified cities throughout all Judah.
So look here how much blessing and how much power God gave him. He became very powerful king, while his kingdom is very, very little in numbers. God granted him this such amount of army. He became very strong army. If he go now against Israel, he will win against Israel. He became very, very powerful king. So again, let us repeat what Jehoshaphat did. Number one, he did what? He chose someone so he can follow. Also, who's our guide? Who's our David nowadays? Who's our David? Jesus, the new David. Correct? Is Jesus our example? Is Jesus the one whom we follow? Or we follow as our guide? So this is number one. Number two is what? What he did? He removed idols from his life. He removed things bad from his life. Number three, he put what? He replaced it with the word of God, the teaching. This is what we need to do. Okay? So he became very powerful. Come, let us see chapter 18 quickly.
We'll take just part from chapter 18. Just read from the beginning.
And Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and by marriage he allied himself with Ahab. After some years he went down to visit Ahab in Samaria, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen in abundance for him and the people who were with him. And
what Jehoshaphat did here, Jehoshaphat was very rich and honorable man. What he did? He did big mistake. What's the big mistake here? Anyone knows who's Ahab? Who's Ahab? Do you know Isabel? Jezebel? In the time of Elijah, the prophet? Do you have any idea? Who's Ahab the king? Who's Ahab? Ahab the king, he's the one who started, I think, worshipping idols in his kingdom. He's the one who bought this high hills, the high buildings or idols, so the people instead if you go to Judah in the temple, do you go to these idols. And he married Jezebel, which is his father was the priest of idols, the chief priest of idols. So the king Ahab, he has a daughter. So this daughter married to the son of Jehoshaphat. So he did very big mistake when he entered with a relationship with someone like this. Let us see what is the consequence.
And Ahab killed sheep and oxen in abundance for him and the people who were with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead. So Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, "Will you go with me against Ramoth Gilead?" And he answered him, "I am as you are, and my people as your people. We will be with you in the war." Also Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "Please inquire for the word of the Lord today." Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, 400 men, and said to them, "Shall we go to war against Ramoth Gilead, or shall I refrain?" So they said, "Go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand."
So basically, he entered in a very bad relationship with King Ahab, and King Ahab, when he received him, he slaughtered for him some cows and some foods and whatever. So King Jehoshaphat, he could not refuse what the king offered him. So what happened? King Jehoshaphat accepted the offer of King Ahab to go to war against someone else. Do you understand the story or difficult? He follows me. Okay, this is good. So what happened here? King Jehoshaphat is a man of God. After he say, "Yes, I go with you. My people is your people. My army is your army. My life is your life. Whatever, let us do." Sometimes we take decisions when we in such a place. Yani, مثلاً, for example, we are eating or in a feast or birthday or any kind of these things, and someone offer you things to do. Straightforward to say, "Yes, I will do it." And when you sit with yourself, say, "I am stupid. Why I agree?" And you start to blame yourself. Why I did such things like this? Why I'm always hurry to say yes? Why I'm always in hurry not to think even for one second? So this man starts to blame himself. Say, "I'm a foolish man. Why I say to the king, let me go?" So he come back to himself and say, "We don't have people here to ask." Say, "Yes, we have. I have 400 prophets. These 400 prophets, just they are his own people, so they tell him what he need to hear." So he brought them in front of the king, Jehoshaphat, and say, do we go to the war? Say, yes, king. Yes, you will go. Go, you will win. Oh, and these are corrupted people. They are not the true prophets. So here, even Jehoshaphat, in verse 6, he was not convinced by the prophets King Ahab had.
But Jehoshaphat said, is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him? So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is still one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, because he never prophesies good concerning me. But always evil. He is Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say such things. Then the king of Israel called one of his officers and said, bring Micaiah, the son of Imlah, quickly. The king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, clothed in their robes, sat each on his throne. And they sat at a threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. Now Zedekiah, the son of Chenana, had made horns of iron for himself, and he said,
Zedekiah, this is the chief of the 400 prophets, the false prophets. Okay.
And he said, thus says the Lord, with these you shall gore the Syrians until they are destroyed. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for the Lord will deliver it into the king's hand. Then the messenger who had gone to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, now listen, the words of the prophets with one accord encourage the king. Therefore, please let your word be like the word of one of them, and speak encouragement.
So you need to corrupt him and say what the 400 says. Otherwise, we will give you a hard time. Please don't change. Our 400 prophet says, let us go to the war. So don't change the way. Okay.
And Micaiah said, as the Lord lives, whatever my God says, that I will speak. Then he came to the king, and the king said to him, Micaiah, shall we go to war against Ramoth-Gilead, or shall I refrain? And he said, go and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand.
He's laughing at him. He said, go. You want to go? Go.
So the king said to him, how many times shall I make you swear that you tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord? Then he said, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And
here the prophet Micah, he saw a dream, or saw a vision. He says, I saw the kingdom without a king. And God consider you are not there, King Ahab. You are not there. God never look at you, because God rejected you. So he asked here the people to go. Everyone go to his own place with peace. But all this, Jehoshaphat is listening. But he did not. He did not go to his own way. And he remained with King Ahab. What I want to say, yani, if we have time, I don't know what time we'll finish. What time we're supposed to finish? Huh? Now? 5 minutes? 5 minutes, it cannot give us. If it's 10 minutes, okay. 5 minutes, no. Okay. 10 minutes. Tablet, let's continue the story quickly. Read quickly. You are reading very slow.
Then he said, I saw Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no masters. Let each return to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil? Then Micaiah said, therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and his left. And the Lord said, who will persuade Ahab, king of Israel, to go up, that he may fall at Ramoth-Gilead? So one spoke in this manner, and another spoke in that manner.
This is devil. Devils enter in the presence of God,
asked them, who can put the king Ahab to enter? Who can persuade the king Ahab to enter to this war? So the prophet Micah, he saw this before the 400 false prophets mentioned to him to go. So this is by, he saw it before. You understand? So he saw this story before it happened to the 400 priests. Continue.
Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I'll persuade him. The Lord said to him, in what way? So he said, I'll go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, you shall persuade him and also prevail. Go out and do so. Therefore, look, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these prophets of yours, and the Lord has declared disaster against you. Then Zedekiah, the son of Chenana, went near and struck Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way did the spirit from the Lord go from me to speak to you? And Micaiah said, indeed, you shall see on that day when you go into an inner chamber to hide. Then the king of Israel said, take Micaiah and return him to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus says the king, put this fellow in prison and feed him with bread of affliction and water of affliction until I return in peace. But Micaiah said, if I ever return to peace, the Lord has not spoken by me. And he said, take heed, all you people. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I'll disguise myself and go into the battle. But you put on your robe. So the
how bad this man? He's very bad. This is devil. He likes to hide and he put the other king in danger.
So the king of Israel disguised himself and they went into battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariots who were with him, saying, fight with no one small or great, but only with the king of Israel. So it was when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat that they said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore they surrounded him to attack, but Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him, and God diverted them from him.
We'll stop here. This story is a very interesting story. I wish, and I beg you, when you go home, read the remaining of the chapter, and chapter 19. It's a very nice story. Yani the conclusion, this man, Jehoshaphat, started very well, correct? And he went very well. And he followed the father's very well, his David father. And he taught the people the word of God. And he removed the idols. And suddenly you find him fall in bad relationship. Correct? Also we do the same. Also do the same in our life. We read the Bible, we move the idols, we followed our spiritual fathers, but we find us one day, I turn the very far left or very far whatever, and I have very bad relationship. No relationship, darkness with light. No relationship with people of God, with the people of Baal. Look at the consequence. He's about to die. King Jehoshaphat about to die. That's why King Jehoshaphat is resembling us. When I am in the correct way, I will be powerful, successful, people honoring me, people even fear me because I have the word of God. But when I go far with bad relationship, look what will happen. So I know the time is finished. There is no time for questions. So thanks to God the time is finished quickly. So I'm so happy to be with you today and to listen to the Bible study. God bless you. Even the light start to be off. Thank you so much. Read the remaining of the chapter and chapter 19, please, when you go home. You promise? How many promising? No one? Good. But please read it when you go home. Thank you. God bless you. Let us stand for prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespasses against us. Lead us not to temptation. Deliver us from evil one. So Jesus Christ our Lord, for the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.